Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Guess what today is? Motivational Wednesday. Motivational Wednesday. Wow, it's been, I believe, like 2 weeks since I did a motivational. I hope everyone is good. Everyone is doing great. There's a lot going on in this world today. I just pray that we're continuing to pray ye for one for another. And making sure that we're continuing to show that love and compassion for one another, because it's not easy. But today's motivation I wanted to share is that was about choices. Okay, so this morning I had the choice to either stay in bed or get up and get ready for work. I have the choice to eat that burger or eat the salad. I have a choice to go to the gym or stay at home and do nothing and continue to gain weight. I have the choice to spend money on that $300 purse or, you know, save that money for a rainy day. Every day we're confronted with choices. There's so many choices that we have to make on a given day. And sometimes it can be a lot. In Proverbs 14 and 12, it says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end result leads to death. We have to be so careful with our choices. I know for me, in this day and age, for a lot of millennials, we call it adulting when we have to make those hard choices, because it's the difference between going out to eat every all the time during lunch versus, you know, cooking at home, saving your money. That's a big choice, because there's consequences for you spending your money all the time and not saving. You know, as you become an adult, you realize that, man, I could have, because we've made the bad decision. But we want to make sure that we're making the right choices, because every decision has a consequence. Every action has a reaction. And if we're constantly not using wisdom and knowledge in our choices, we're going to constantly have the same results. God wants us to excel. He wants us to do right. In Isaiah 30 and 21, it says, "In your ears you shall hear a word behind you that says, 'This is the way, walk in it.' And when you turn right or when you turn left." God wants to give us direction. He wants to give us instruction. He wants us to prosper in this walk. Philippians 4:8, it says, "Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." Walk in the things that God has called you to do. Walk in the way that God has called you to walk. Because you'll be presented with so many things in this life. But if you don't have the active knowledge, if you're not seeking God, if you're not seeking instruction, you're not seeking His wisdom, His knowledge, His understanding, then you'll constantly make choices based on the moment, based on how you feel, based on your emotions. And God wants us to be wise, because He's looking ahead and He sees, okay, if she goes left, they ain't gonna be right. She needs to go right, but she's not even seeking me to know to go right. She's just like, well, if anything happens, I'll just start all over again. And in this life, as we've learned, sometimes we may not get another chance. Like, God is a God of restoration. He is a God of truth. He is a God of restores. But there are some things in life we may not get another chance at. And if we don't make the right choice, we're stuck with that decision. And yes, and there's some things it will take longer for us to recover from. And we have to be knowledgeable and wise and say, you know what? At the end of the day, God, teach me how to do this. Teach me how to walk in this. Teach me how to do your will. Teach me how to talk the way you desire me to talk. Teach me what direction to teach me how to listen to your voice, God. Because when I can hear your voice calmly and not my voice or the other voices, if I can silence all the noise and just hear your voice and hear you say, go here or go there, then I'll be just fine. I will be just fine. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of the man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. We can have all these plans, but we need God's direction. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it's the purpose of the Lord that will stand. There are choices that you make. There's so many choices that you will make in this life. Galatians 6:7-8 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his flesh will reap from his flesh corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life. We want to make sure that everything that we're doing is leading us in the right direction, and it's leading us closer to God, not away from God. And in our choices, that we'll choose him, we'll choose his direction, we'll make sure that we're fearing him and his commandments for the whole duty of the man. For the Lord will bring every deed into judgment and every secret thing, whether good or evil. Like, God is watching over us and he's trying to protect us and he wants to make sure that we're doing right. But it starts with the choice. What choice will you make today? The Bible says, choose ye today who you shall serve. I mean, are you going to serve your flesh and just serve, just make choices based on how you feel and how you're based on emotions, what you're thinking, what people think about you? Are you going to seek God and say, God, what do you desire for me? What would you have me to do today? So be guided and always watch over the decisions and the choices that you make, because everything has consequences. Everything has consequences. There's a consequence to it. And we want to make sure that we're moving forward in the direction that God has desired for our lives. He desires for us to prosper. That's the total thing. He has the plans that he has for your life, and he desires for you to prosper. So be good. Love you guys. Later.